Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Please welcome Anthony Porowski.
Hi.
Welcome, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
So good to finally have you on the show. As a fan of what you do on Queer Eye, as a fan of your cooking. I've been lucky enough to taste your cooking, and then when I heard you were coming out with a cookbook, I was like, it's a match made in heaven.
It's kismet.
Are you ready to give away your secrets, though?
I am. It was a long time coming. It's still just seeing my face on a book and thinking how much time went into it, and just knowing that it's there is like, you know what? Everything is surreal right now. Sitting here with you, looking at the book, just life has been surreal for the past year and a half.
I feel like you're in the business of making people's lives surreal, though. That's what you do on Queer. That's what makes it such a fun show. You go around America, you just like get in people's lives. One thing I enjoyed about what you do specifically on the show is you connect people with their food.
Yes.
Something that has, I feel like, has been a disconnect in America, especially for a long time, where people just go like, oh, it's just food. And you go like, no, food is more special than we think it is. Why?
I think it's so much more than that. I mean, it's how you say, I love you. It's how you say, I'm sorry to someone. It connects you to your roots, where you came from. It's how you meet new friends.
Right.
Like when you came over, it's the medium for me for everything. It's my love language. And I think especially in like, it's a messed up world. Like, it's really a messed up world.
Right.
And I think that it's an incredible opportunity to just connect with other people and break bread and have conversations.
Yeah, quite literally breaking bread. I mean,
yeah.
You know, that's what makes it so...
There's no bread recipe in the book, but, you know, that's for the next one.
Yeah, but it really is like a, you know, it's a social experience.
It's a
beautiful vibe that you have with food. You have a connection with it, though, where it really does feel like a love language. You know, I've read a lot of cookbooks, and normally it's just, I read it for the pictures. I'm not actually going to do anything. I do. I just like pictures of great food, and then I eat my food, and I'm like, mmm. But, like, this book is very personal because, like, you tell stories of, like, what it was like for you to come out as gay. You talk about, like, how your culture affects your food and who you are as a person. Why did you infuse so much of your story into the cooking?
I mean, I think, look, Queer Eye was an opportunity. Queer Eye is a service job, right? We show up for perfect strangers, and we try to figure out how we can be of service in such a short amount of time. This was an opportunity to tell my story, and we spent a lot of time trying to figure out, like, what kind of book we wanted to do. Is this
right.
going to be technical? Is it going to be my Polish heritage? And I realized that it doesn't have to be one thing or the other. It's an autobiography. It travels from like food that I ate when I was a little kid,
yes,
to like stuff I ate when I was a broke ass student, to dishes that I prepare now, and like my Polish heritage. Like, I was ashamed to be Polish for a pretty big portion of my life,
yeah,
and I fell back in love with it, and I think that it's incredibly important. And I just wanted to, like, every single recipe in that book has a story behind it.
Right. If someone reads this, though, and they go, Anthony, look, I love your cooking, right? But I am a horrible, horrible cook. Like, not me, just another person.
Someone else.
Someone else. Let's say someone else is saying this right now. They're like, Anthony, I don't know how to cook. And this looks amazing. Like, how easy is it to get this done? Because like cookbooks always, it always seems easy, but it's like the pictures are amazing. I mean, like if you see some of the things that are being prepared here, I mean, look at this. Like look at that.
Well, that's like literally five ingredients. There's no excuse for that.
Yeah, I've never seen, this looks like nothing I've ever made ever. Like this is.
It's fennel and citrus. They go so well together.
I mean, look, this is like just an egg.
Everyone should love Vegemite and a crispy egg.
Look at that. I've never, ever, ever made an egg that looks like this.
But you know what? It takes practice. Like, I've ruined about 50 chickens trying to figure out how to roast them perfectly until I finally got it right. I've been making risotto for years and then finally learned that you're not supposed to, like, mix it vigorously, but it's, like, gently folding it in so that you don't break down the arborio rice.
Wow.
It's like it's something that you learn and you nurture it and you, you know?
Wow.
Did I just teach you something?
Yeah, no. That's dope. I'm just gonna.
I taught you about like the emulsification powers of pasta water with the spaghetti limone.
Just everything.
Yeah.
So that's what this book is. Just like giving people an opportunity to begin the process of learning how to express themselves through food.
Yeah. And just like on Queer Eye, for some people, they have a bit of a background and you want to teach them technical things. For other people, the ones who really interest me are the ones who supposedly don't care and just eat granola bars every day. And I try to find an emotional connection.
I love it. You know what? I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna try and cook something from the book, and then I'm going to send you a picture on Instagram.
Please.
And it'll look nothing like your
book. I'm excited.
It'll look nothing like the book.
We don't know that. We don't
know. But I'll try. I'll keep on trying. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Anthony in the Kitchen is a beautiful book. It's available now. Anthony Perotsky, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more. This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.